It's time for West Texas Roots. This past Monday marked the fall equinox, the moment when day and night are equal in length, signaling the change of seasons. For many cultures, including indigenous communities here in Texas, the equinox carries deep meanings tied to the cycles of the earth, harvest, and renewal. In today's segment, Guy Narcomi joins us to share the history and legend behind the fall equinox and the importance it held for his ancestors.
We know that the earth monster or changing woman, that before before she became changing woman, she was a cocoon, giving life through metamorphosis, right? And in metamorphosis, in two or three stages of metamorphosis, you can be two things at the same time. But then after she hardened and became this Mother Earth, she gave birth to two twins, right? And the sun and the moon. We say it's the sun and the moon. Okay, other people may say something else. Other tribes, other peoples. And then, so then after she became the sun and the moon, sometimes I get it confused in my head, but she became the reason why I believe she was called the earth monster was because she brought hurricanes and fires and tornadoes and, you know, fire ants and dangerous things, you know, rattlesnakes, you know, that's part of her. All of that comes from this earth, the resource. Mother Earth is a resource for all living things, right? So, so then every 19 years, in a very straight line, the sun is born at the Buttes in San Angelo wet morning, and the following evening, the moon is born directly across from this where the sun, near Gatesville, Texas. So both the twins are born. So it's on that. It happens only every 19 years. So she dies giving birth to the two. And she has to, and when does that happen? In the fall, when everything begins to change color and lose its leaves. And well, she's dead, the poor thing. But look at what we have now. Most, and probably the most important thing to our people is time. Right? The sun and its movement. The moon and its movement. You know, and you could say the moon is telling time by the seconds. The sun is telling time by the hour. And then the moon could be telling time as the months. The constellations could be telling time as the years go by, as the years go by, and the centuries and the millennia. Then you've got the procession of the equinox. Once again, the same problem. No one's ever done a real study on indigenous people and their reactions or behaviors to annular eclipses. But I'll tell you what, when I look into the Spanish records about the entradas, you know, when the Spanish were coming in, they'll talk about events when we would gather. They'll talk about events when we would war with each other, especially. They talk about events through the 16th and 17th centuries, 18th centuries. But they'll never write why we were gathering. They'll never write what was going on in the skies. They'll never do it. I'm like, why leave that out? So they don't want you to know. They don't want us to look back into the past and say, well, our ancestors used to gather over here like that. And they gathered over here like that because something in the sky was happening. Well, every place, every time that I even used Eric's work. Every time that I went back into Eric's part of the paper and looked for when there were gatherings, you could never find why they were gathering. It just said that they were hanging out. So if you'd use Starry Nights and you go back into time, you look at the skies and you know what you're looking for. Oh, it was an annular eclipse. Or in the case of the Virgin of Guadalupe, it was Halley's Comet. But nobody says nothing. What's the deal? They don't want you to remember.
We recorded Guy's story at Paint Rock.